New episode of Klein Alley Show is about to begin, but before that can happen, Alley, let's tell the people what they need to know.
You mean about San Bernardino International Airport?
Of course I'm talking about the San Bernardino International Airport. Easy, close, and not LAX.
And parking is always just $5 a day, which means it is El Cheapo approved.
Fly nonstop to Provo, Utah for all the skiing, snowboarding, or wives you can handle.
And of course you can fly into my hometown of San Francisco. San Bernardino International Airport, when airports smell great.
Ta-da-da. Hey, Rock, Klein Alley Show. You know, last night I went over to the Hollywood Bowl for one of the Netflix's joke collections of comedians, and it was the Night of 1,000 Stars, which is a big fundraiser for autism, and they raised a ton of money, and there was like, it was just a star-studded lineup. Jon Stewart hosts it, and Sandler goes out there and plays some songs, and Nikki Glaser was there.
Did you donate?
Bill Burr. So I got the tickets. The tickets were all, I think all of the money that came from the tickets went to raise money for autism. The tickets were given to me by someone, and they said to me, I will give you these tickets, but can you please make a donation? But they didn't tell me how much to donate. So I thought it was a very vague number. And then I go, should I figure out what the face value of the tickets would have been and just donate that amount?
Or half of that?
Or just think of donating that amount and donate nothing.
No. You got to donate something.
And they have a bunch of QR codes. A lot of these Netflix shows that are happening around town, they're also raising money for good causes. So there's a bunch of different opportunities to scan QR codes and make donations.
Great opportunity to scam as well.
Fake
QR codes.
Oh, man. If you walked across the stage with a fake QR code, you would do so well.
Raise money for fake autism?
But last night, they did this thing where in between the acts, they would have celebrities come out like Steve Carell or Jimmy Kimmel, and they would basically try to peer pressure the audience into live agreeing to give, money. And some of these were like massive things that, like, for instance, Jimmy Kimmel went out and he said, I have a ticket for you to go to a Dodgers game and sit next to Hollywood superstar Jason Bateman.
Oh, so it's like an auction, like live auction.
Live auction, right.
Nice.
And he goes, also, I want you to know Jason Bateman doesn't know that I'm giving you this opportunity.
Oh, that is hilarious.
He goes, I know that Jason loves going to Dodgers games and he has two seats. And once we raise enough money, he will feel obligated to let one of you sit next to him and you will ruin his day.
Cool.
So all of a sudden and he's like, let's start the bidding at
$2,000. $2,000?
And it jumps. Before you can even contemplate and think to yourself, you know what? It could be funny to sit next to Jason Bateman. Maybe it's worth it.
Not $2,000 funny.
Who has $2,000 to spend on that?
I don't have that to spare on autism.
Are there a lot of Hollywood bigwigs there? Clint?
So I think there's a lot of... Yeah, I mean, it's the Hollywood Bowl and it's packed. So there's 17,000 people.
Ugh.
Now, in the front area, you have a lot of industry people. So before I can even contemplate this, it's already jumped to 10,000.
Whoa.
And then it's at 12,000. And then it's Jimmy Kimmel, like, pointing at people, being like, hey, you own a network. Where's your money? And then that guy's like, all right, $20,000. And then they start raising all this money, and they do this, and it's...
Where you're sitting. You're not sitting, like, near the rich people, are you? Because then they think you have money.
Yeah, so this is the part that sucks. I got put... I did have a great spot right next to the handicap section.
Ooh.
And...
ironic.
Take your little placard?
I brought my placard, so I was able to get in there, and I felt at home. But it got to the end of the night, and they had the next big item. And the big item was, you will be drawn in an episode of The Simpsons.
Cool!
You will
be drawn in an episode, and you get to voice yourself in an episode of The Simpsons. And they'll also draw a picture of your family sitting on the couch next to Homer and all the Simpsons. So it's like a legendary stuff. And this one, they're like, let's start it at $500. And I'm like,
That's reasonable.
I'm like, all right, now we're talking here. And then you start getting caught up in the whole auction because it becomes and they have a gun.
God, it's so anxiety provoking. And I wish in that moment I could be like, does anyone else want to go halvesies on this?
Right. And they have a British guy that comes out in a tuxedo that's like a professional one of these auction guys.
Whoa.
He's like, all right, to the lady in the back, let's go. And this thing jumps pretty quickly from 500 to 1,000 to 3,000 to 10,000 to 20,000.
By the way, the lady in the back is not right, in her hand. Right. And nobody in the back.
There are some people yelling all the way up like the grass of the Hollywood Bowl, and they're like, "All right, I hear some noise in the grass. That's for $45,000. That drunk guy." And then there's like people that are like waving off the guy. He's like, "No." they're like, "That person's just having a medical emergency. Moving on."
Whoa.
And then it gets to, I hear this person in the seats next to me go, I want to bid on this, because when it got to the last two bidders, you know, John Stewart or whoever was up on stage would like have some kind of fun with them, and they wanted to be a part of it. So this guy goes, I hear him say to his girlfriend, wife, whatever, I'm going to get in on this.
And she's just like,
you can't afford that. And he's like, I know, but it'll be fun to be a part of it. So now it's this guy who's like a couple seats away from me, I hear, and another person, and they're going back and forth for this Simpsons thing. And it's like $70,000, $75,000.
What?
And he's going to this guy next, you know, sir, are you in for $80,000? And the guy's like, what the hell, $80,000?
What the hell, $80,000?
And then,
but
he was waiting because he had a sense that the other person who had bid on some other stuff was just going to outbid regardless. Like, there's just an opportunity for rich people to spend
money. So he's just driving it up.
And then it was the funniest thing ever. John Stewart goes to whoever donated from The Simpsons who was sitting there. He's like, hey, are you cool doing this twice if both of these people want it? And the guy next to me who didn't want to win this thing was like, whoa. Like, I'm okay.
Oh, no.
I'm okay. And then the guy from The Simpsons was like, yeah, sure, we'll do two of them. And then the guy's like, all right, you get it for $80,000. You get it for $75,000.
Oh, my God.
You're both getting it. And then I watched them like come up with the credit card reader, like the people that are raising money for autism, to this guy, and they're like, all right, sir, congratulations. He's like, I can't do it. I can't. He's like, quietly, like, he's like, let's talk later. Send me an email. It's the funniest thing. So I don't know how.
He's telling them I can't pay?
I don't know how it planned out, but it's just like, I think people get caught up in this.
I wonder what the percentage is of people who can't pay for the stuff that they bid on.
I think you get caught up in there was a time during COVID I was getting caught up in like online auctions, and I ended up buying some weird Pete Rose signed baseball helmet, and then I realized afterwards I didn't want it and didn't want to pay for it, and I just like ghosted them. And I owed him money. That wasn't for charity. That was just me.
And being
an
idiot.
I'm like banned from some like online auction house now because of that, because I never paid. But it was wild to watch that happen in real time.
But they don't have buyer's remorse, right? We're like a couple hours after, you can be like, I don't want this anymore.
It's going to a good cause, so you're kind of taking money away from the charity at that point. So
I don't know. They put you on the spot that quickly. Have like the credit card reader right there.
They don't give you a second to.
Think twice.
They come right up, and they're because they want you to be sure. Shamed in front
of
thousands of people.
Smart
on their part. So avoid those situations. Even Sandler is funny. He goes on stage. He goes, he's like, I hate when they do these live auctions because they're always like, that's Sandler. And he's like, feels basically like they point
like
him out.
He has
to do it because he's got money. So he can't. And
that's
he's
why
like,
I stay away from auctions. Auction dinner, auction, nope, no.
Avoid it.
Even a silent auction. I don't want the pressure of a silent auction. I see all those pieces of paper with no names written on it, and I'm like, I feel obligated. Like, I have to put my name on there, but what if I'm the only name, and then I have to pay for a stupid basket that I didn't want?
Remember the time I accidentally bought that forest of trees?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't want that forest? Who the hell knows? Belize or something, but I paid for it. Stupid auction for trees. We got to take a quick break. We're back in a moment. We have more stuff to get to, and then a chance for you to win amazing items, including you being animated in The Simpsons. No, we don't have that today. Okay.